Hi, hello everyone. I'm going to talk about partially my work and partially my participation in the Amsterdam Hackerspace. So I'm working for RIPE NCC, and apart from distributing IP addresses, which is our core business, we also build tools and measurements for measuring the efficiency of the internet, and RIPE Atlas is one of those. So RIPE Atlas is a network of measurement probes, and we try to distribute them to volunteers who are going to run these measurement probes at their office or at their home. And since I'm very much involved in the hacker scene, then I want to actually also distribute them among the hacker spaces. So a year and a half ago, I started with this kind of sub-project, and now on the hackerspaces.org you can see a map and a list of hackerspaces that actually do have an Atlas probe. And these are the maps from the hackerspaces.org, and this is the map from actual Atlas. So I'll give this talk in two parts. First is kind of news for people who already know what this is, and just some updates, and then later is more introduction of how does it actually work, what does it do, and how can you take part. The good news is I have a lot of these with me here, so if you want one, then I can give it to you later, and I'll explain how and why. They're for free, but we want you to actually participate. So, as I said, this is the network for active measurements. So, the goal is to measure in real time the performance of the internet infrastructure. We started in 2010, and right now there is more than 3,500 active probes at any moment. The number fluctuates, they go up and down, they get connected and disconnected, but there is more than 5,000 distributed probes. And they're plugged in all around the world. So here you can see the map, mostly in Europe, but also in other regions of the world. And all this data is actually available to everybody. So you don't have to take part. You don't have to do anything. You just go to our website. Well, actually, you do have to create an access account, which is, again, just an email address and a password. And you can get all the measurement data. So the data is accessible. We also create maps. So we create visualizations of these measurements. You can't see the whole screen here. There is API for downloading the data and so on. If you do, maybe it's the slide. Oops. Yeah, shit. Okay. So what does it say here is that pings, traceroute, DNS, and SSL. These are the measurements that are currently running on these probes. So if you actually host one of these, then you can do your own measurements. So the measurements that are accessible to you if you don't take part are the measurements that other people do. If you want to do your own, then you contribute by actually hosting one of the probes, and then you can create your own measurements. This is how it looks like. That's a new version. The older one, yeah, the older is the black one that was kind of smaller and more integrated, but it was more expensive. It was custom made for us. So these are, which is what it says here, these are the ones that you can buy in the shop, TP-Links. So it used to be a wireless router. We buy them as a wireless router, and then we repurpose them. So we wipe off what was installed there, and we installed the probe software on it, so it does not work anymore as a wireless router. And a lot of other technical details. If you have any questions about this later on, we have here Philip, one of the developers, so he can answer all the technical questions. I can only talk about the community part of it. So for people who do have the old probe, this one just does the same. So don't give it back, don't unplug it, and don't take a new one if you don't have anywhere else to plug it in. So you can take a second one if you promise that you will plug it in into a different network. Okay? So the best news this year is that we opened part of the measurement code that is running on this probe. So you can find it on GitHub. So you can actually study it. How does it work and what is it that these measurements are? As I said, it is more or less the standard ping, traceroute, DNS queries and SSL queries, but they are customized to take less space to because they have to run on this small probe. Again, you can study it for yourself. So these are additional features. So the normal measurements are you schedule them to be recurring. So you say, I want pings every 3 hours for the next 3 months. And this was the first idea. We thought this is what people want. But then some people said, well, we actually don't want this. We want some quick troubleshooting thing. So then we introduce the one-off measurement. So you say, OK, ping it now and just do it once. And it doesn't matter what it does in 3 months. Then we also, until recently, you could only schedule measurements using our web interface. And now there is the API published, so you can actually make your own scripts for running the measurements in your own way and not being limited and clicking around through the web interface. The probes are individual, so you are the only one who can actually like access and manage the probe. But a lot of people said, well, I prefer to have it shared between a group of people. So if you work for an internet provider who is also an LIR, so local internet registry, then we already have data about who are the people who work for the same company, so you can share the probe with them. If you're just a random group of people, we don't have that implemented yet. We work on visualizations and so on. Constantly we improve. And finally, what is very often the question in this kind of crowd is what are the security aspects of running something like this in your home or in your office? So the way how we do it is that we put some keys on this. When we repurpose it, when we put firmware on it, there are keys on this. And then when you plug it in, they actually only connect back to our servers. So that's how they work, through reverse SSH tunnels. So there are no ports that you have to open in your firewall or something like that. And they work behind NAT also. So when you do connect this probe in your local network, your home network, they don't start like doing measurements between your printer and your fridge or whatever. They only, so what they do is like they do the built-in measurements. We told them when they connect that they should start pinging all the root name servers. So those are the built-in measurements. And other people can say, for example, your probe is in Japan and somebody from Canada wants to say, well, can you, I want to ping my web server, which is in Canada, from all the probes in Japan. So they don't go directly to each of the probes in Japan. They actually tell that command to us and then we schedule the measurement. So there is no direct access between you and the probe host. So these are kind of security aspects in general. If you have very detailed questions, then Philip can answer that later. And now for how do we actually manage to build this? How did we deploy 5,000 probes around the world? Well, we rely on the volunteers, on the people like you, and mostly people in our community, in the European region, in the RIPE community. And so we try to involve a lot of people. So you get the probe for free, and you contribute your bandwidth, your a little bit of electricity to run this, and you allow us to allow other people to schedule measurements from your probe. And we then try to tell you, for example, what are our plans for the future. So we have a roadmap which is public, and you can see what we are working on. We have the community repository for the code on GitHub. So if you write some tools for analysis or for measurements, you can publish it there and other people can download it and improve of it and so on. We try to reward our users by publishing lists of the top 10 hosts and the people who use most of their credits for doing scheduling most of the measurements. People can post photos of their probes and so on. And the first probe is for free, so that's like you know, I'm like a drug dealer. I have a lot of here. But if you want more, then we have another model, which is sponsorship. So if you want to sponsor multiple probes, then we have other benefits for you. So you earn extra credits, we promote you in presentations and on our websites and so on. So this year we had 7 companies who actually gave us money because they want to support this project. And we also have the program for ambassadors, which is people who don't have money to spend on this, but they say, well, I have a lot of friends in exotic parts of the world, and I think I can persuade all of them to put these probes in their networks. And then we call them ambassadors. We give them multiple probes, and then we give them some web interface where they can register these friends. So that's how we try to propagate this network and to grow it. And we also try to talk to other people who have similar interests. So there are a lot of people who try to do measurements on the internet for all kinds of reasons. So they want to improve their performance, or they want to test for the net neutrality, but they need data, or they are doing visualizations, but they need a lot of data. So we try to cooperate with them. We also publish the list of people who just plugged in their probe in the last 10 days, and then we also publish like these flags of their countries. And if you want to get in contact, on the atlas.tribe.net you can get all the data. If you want to apply for the probe, this is the URL. There are mailing lists where people discuss the features and the bugs, and if they have questions. We have a lot of documentation, and you can find me on Twitter, and or you can send me email. So what do I want you to do? If you are part of the hackerspace and you want one of these probes, that would be great. And once you plug it in, then please go to hackerspaces.org and mark your hackerspace as we also have a RIPE Atlas probe. This is also a community work. I was doing this presentation at CCC Congress last winter, and then somebody just went and made this script on hackerspaces.org that actually shows all the probes. So that's great. And you can take part by giving out more probes, or if you work for a company that has a lot of money, then they can give us money to develop it even better. Or you can write code that analyzes data, or you can like change other people's code, which is already on GitHub. And if you know of a cool use case, that's even better, because we were in a very lucky position that we could build this, since RIPE NCC is a membership association and we get a lot of money for distributing IP addresses, and then we could actually pay for this project with the membership money. So we built it first, and now there's all this data, and we are thinking, well, who wants to use this? So please use it. It would be great. Net neutrality, SSL observation, some topics that are maybe dear to the heart of this crowd. We also have a t-shirt. I actually only have one more girly t-shirt here, so if you want one, or if you want, there aren't many girls in the audience, but if you want one for your girlfriend, then you can ask me later. So, on the last RIPE meeting, there were some more developments that are probably interesting for you. So there is now open source working group. There is somebody who presented a different version of open WRT, which is now optimized for speed. There was the multipath TCP presentation, and this is something that we might consider, or a group of people that we maybe want to cooperate with also on the Atlas project. And then there was a lot of talk about SDNs. So, any questions right now? I can go on like this for another half an hour, but
he had first.
I was wondering about the keys that are baked into it, how
Okay, so the question is basically about security. Can you pick it up? Can you answer?
Thank you. So what the probes know the all the the security is the first base security is an SSH connection. So the probe has some known SSH keys of our servers. So we assume that that connection can be trusted. And then when we want to push a firmware update, we tell the probe the name of the release and the checksums of the release. Then the probe downloads it from the one of the controllers that it regularly talks to. But I mean, that could be malicious, but then the probe verifies whether the bits it gets matches the checksum, and then it installs it. It's the hash of the firmware that is sent over an SSH connection. Yeah. So we have a project to actually sign it, but that's still in the drafting stage. And given that, so those servers are in-house, and I mean, if you can take them over, then you probably already take over the network anyhow. So it's, I mean, we want to have signed releases and make sure that signing keys are offline. If the attack scenario is that those servers get compromised, then we're already in deep shit.
A bit of a more flippant answer, it's there are cheaper botnets.
You had a question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask because my understanding is also
oh. Yeah, this is one of the main reasons why we don't have HTTP measurements. So the only we have DNS.
DNS queries are also more logged. Like, if it's leaking, could be considered
a certain DNS query to a certain host. Yes, so indeed we did not solve this problem. We are aware that this is a liability problem, and that it will be difficult for a host of a probe to explain to the policeman it wasn't me, it was somebody else who actually like does DNS lookups from my house. Yeah, for now we did not we have chosen not to deal with this because it's a very complex thing, and we rely on the common sense of the host of probes. So if somebody we rely on people understanding the risks. So all the hosts in Italy, they would have to understand that this is how it works and that they can get into trouble by somebody scheduling a DNS measurement from their probe towards the illegal target. I was not aware of this. We were more concerned about people in Iran. Yeah, indeed. Indeed, it is a known problem, and we don't really know how we're going to deal with that except for building in the mechanisms to tell people to that they can opt out from certain kinds of measurements. So if you know, like somebody says, I want to measure from all the probes in Italy towards a certain website, I want to do the DNS lookup, then if you are in Italy, you can preemptively say, I opt out from DNS lookup, so our mechanisms for choosing probes are not going to choose those probes. No, not yet. And I'm not sure in which direction it is going to go. I don't think we'll have a blacklist of we are not going to measure towards those destinations. We will probably have the opt-out for the host to say, I don't want DNS measurements from my probe.
Funny story. When I was testing some of the DNS codes, I was running it against Alexa top 1 million. And it didn't take long, and our security guy came running down with IT, because apparently some of the sites that were in the Alexa top were at that time distributed malware and were flagged. So I wouldn't say that there's any safe list of stuff that you can just contact in all cases. I don't know if that flies.
I'm not sure that our legal counsel is actually going to agree with that. But okay, so I'll go on. I have another half an hour. I just want to explain in a little bit more detail how does this all work, and then I hope we'll have some time more for questions and for discussions. So we have these small probes. They used to be even smaller. And right now you take it, you plug it in, you don't have to maintain it or anything. It's for free, so if it breaks, you just throw it away and then we send you a new one. It is USB powered, so actually I think this one is using a bit more electricity than the old model. And it is probably safer to actually plug it into the USB charger than to just to, I don't know, to your home router. So who runs this? Well, I said we distributed 5,000 of them. There are more than 3,500 online. There are end users, so people run it at their homes, and there's a lot of organizations like ISPs that run it closer to the core of the network. So if you visit Atlas, this is not live, and this is just a screenshot. I'm not doing the live demos. So you just visit atlas@tribe.net and this is what you get. In order to actually get the customized web page, you have to log in. So if you don't have an access account, you click on log in and then it's going to redirect you to the creating the access account for all the RIPE NCC services. And that's just the email and the password. So if you do want to apply for a probe, you have to have this RIPE NCC access account. So we have to know who you are. Then you fill in the application form, which just says, I want a probe, and more or less, and this is where I am, in which country. You can put the details about your AS number and so on. And then you have to wait for a week or so, sometimes a month, depending on our demand. And then we're going to contact you and ask you to confirm your address, and then we'll just ship this probe to you. So wherever you are in the world, we are going to send you the probe. Unless you're in Russia, in which case you won't receive it. There are some other countries that have a bit of a problematic postal service, but there it happens quite often. So once you receive the probe, you plug it in, and that's it. Now, if you get a probe from me today, it's a little bit different. So you do have to have this RIPE NCC access account, but instead of applying for the probe and saying, I would like you to send me the probe, you have to say, I already have one, and this is my MAC address. So I'm going to write down on the piece of paper what is your email address and which probe I gave you. And then you have to confirm, later on you have to register and say, I got this from Vesna and this is the MAC address of this probe. So it's kind of a double accounting there. And then you plug it in and everything will work. So once you log in, you get this dashboard. So by running the probe, you earn credits. And then you spend credits to actually do your own measurement. So this graph shows you how many credits you are earning and how many you're spending. This is the list of your measurements, and this is the list of your probes. Mostly, yeah, you would have just one or two. I have a lot because, yeah, I can. Yeah, here is some statistics. Here is the list of sponsors, and here is the list of articles on RIPE Labs that are about RIPE Atlas. Ooh, it's raining. So, which measurements are going to be running on your probe, and who is actually going to do them? Well, we as the RIPE NCC, as I said, we schedule on all the probes measurements towards root name servers, because this is a critical internet infrastructure, and we think everybody should care about how are these root name servers performing. So they run a few times a day. They are pings, traceroutes, and DNSs, and we store all the data on the HBase big data infrastructure, and we publish these results to everyone. So you don't have to be a member of the RIPE NCC. You don't have to have a probe, but still, if some of the root name servers are not functioning properly, you will be influenced. So you can get to those results, everybody can. This is like totally public. If you are a member of the RIPE NCC, so if you're actually paying us money to get your IP addresses, then since we spend your money also on this, you can also do the measurements even if you don't have a probe. And if you're not a member of the RIPE NCC and you are somewhere from the States or wherever, or also just the end user and you want the probe, you get one for free and you can also do the measurements. So, I will skip. So, you can do these so-called measurements or customized measurements. How? You log in, you go to My Measurements, you say, I want to start a new measurement, and then you choose which type, where to, so what's the destination, how often, from how many probes. I think we have a limit now that you can actually only use 500 probes at a time. So you can't say, I want to use all 3,500, and probably you would spend all of your credits anyway very quickly. So for now, there is a limitation, but these limits are growing. We started with, like, you can only schedule measurement from 100 probes. Now it's 500 already as a max. And you can also say, like, I want this to be from North American region, or you can say, I want it to be from Bulgaria. Like, it's country level, or you can also say, like, from this, and this probe, if you want to be very specific. And once this measurement started, then you get the results in another tab. So this is all through the web interface. And then there's also APIs for all of this. So you host the probe, you earn credits, 21,000 a day, as long as your probe is up and running, because while your probe is up and running, that means that other people can use it to run their own measurements. And so then you spend your credits when you schedule your measurements. This is just a provisional system to kind ensure some kind of fairness. For most of the people actually just don't do any measurements, so their credits are just standing there. And for people who want more, you just have to ask. If you have a good idea and you say, oh, I want to do this and that and the other, we'll just give you credits. It's really not any measure of value or anything. You're just trying to prevent the system from being overloaded, but right now it's not overloaded. We want people to do more measurements. So that's it. If you're a member of the RIPE NCC, there's a button which says, give me 1,000,000 credits, and then you just get it. If you're not, then you have to email somebody, and then we have to, like, do it manually. So this is why we've now built a button for it. And we also have another kind of sub-project within this, which is more stable and more powerful nodes, which are called Atlas Anchors. And this slide is kind of outdated. There is now 15 of them. And we want to have more, but not too many more. So they will have the anchoring measurements and they will show the regional connectivity. So not just the root name servers, but like these big nodes in certain parts of the world. And they will be also collecting data for showing how did the internet develop. For example, one of the use cases is building new internet exchange points in Africa. So right now, if you would be able to measure how is the traffic flowing between a popular website in one of the African countries and all the users in that African country, probably that popular website is actually hosted somewhere else, not within their country, but somewhere else where there is a good connectivity and stable electricity and so on. So you get some kind of effect of hairpinning. So you see the traffic going like towards the target and then it goes somewhere else and then it comes back. So if we deploy these Atlas anchors and a lot of Atlas probes in Africa, we will be able to tell the history in the future. So this is like this future history concept. So in order to be able to show how the historical development was, we need to build the infrastructure for that now. And we already have probes in more than 100 countries. And yeah, this graph is cut off, but I'll put the slides online. So these are the mostly European countries. So it's Germany, Holland, Russia, UK, US, and so on. So the usual suspects. And we did use the RIPE Atlas to see the effects of the hurricane in the States, where you can see actually how the trace routes or the trace routes behavior and how a lot of paths actually got crossed. So the traffic was mostly going like this way, and then parts of those networks were affected, and then it was just going through some other hubs. So you can actually see on these graphs what was the effect of the hurricane of the actual physical cut in the networking. We also have different tools for visualizing these results. One of them is called RIPEstat. I won't go into details. And if you are, again, the member of the RIPE NCC, there are more benefits and different ways of looking at the data. These are the companies that have sponsored us this year. And then there is another 15 companies that did it in the previous year. Some of them are like really small. The network that runs local schools in Switzerland. And the other one is Comcast from the States. And they actually like gave us a lot of money and then went to the NANOG conference and gave out these probes to everybody. So yeah, people have different reasons for sponsoring this project. France IX, they actually got 16 probes that then they distributed to their members. So instead of building your own measurement network, and measurements and monitoring, it's actually much cheaper to use these Atlas probes because we run the infrastructure basically for you. More use cases. So most of the root name servers are actually Anycasted. So it's kind of, you get a lot of data when you try to measure towards them. And you can actually see which of those Anycast instances are visited by which probe. So that's actually quite useful for the root name server operators, and they can troubleshoot a lot of issues using the RIPE Atlas network. And the D root is not Anycast, so it's just like somewhere in the world. They have just one location. And actually from this color coding, you can see where they are, because the closer probes to them are more green. And the further probes are then yellow and orange and red. So here on this map of the world, you can actually see that they are here. So if you do your own measurement, you can actually see how is the connectivity from the different parts of the world. You can just visually see that without looking into all the numbers. If you do your own measurements, you will get some graphs like this. And there is a lot of researchers using RIPE Atlas to write their papers and to write case studies. So these are some links towards them. And that's actually the end of my presentation, and this is something completely different. It's my flag hanging there on this next tent, and it's called 50 Shirts of Grey, and it's a lot of old t-shirts that I had and that some other people donated, which I didn't want to throw away. I just wanted to actually keep them all in one place, and I stitched them all together, and now it's an art piece, and that's also what I do. So any questions about Atlas still? You can already do that, so you can get all the data and analyze it with that kind of question, let's say, with that goal. We are not going to do that because we are a membership organization and we are not supposed to single out some of our members officially, like from the RIPE NCC, but if you get the data and you publish that, yeah, then you can. There are different ways, but yeah, I can tell you later. So you can directly get results of your own measurements. Yeah. You can, but it's a lot of data, so you have to actually like narrow it down. But yeah, we can talk about it later. Yes. Charlie has a question.
Er waren niet 50 t-shirts, maar 53.
Er zijn 53. There is 53 t-shirts in that flag, not 50. He counted them all. You can see why he's here. Any other questions? Okay, if you do want to probe, it's better if we like meet outside later on, because maybe there is another talk later on here, and otherwise I'll be also here tomorrow and on Sunday, so yeah, if you don't get one now, then you can find me later. Thank you.